A beautiful afternoon here. Excuse me as we get set for the 3 o'clock hour here on Pinder and Steinberg. It's Gino DiPaoli and Logan Gordon with you this afternoon. We are in Sirocco Golf Course. It is the Audi Quattro Cup. That's where we're located here today. Beautiful golf course, just like we said, about 7.5 minutes outside of Calgary on the south end. Beautiful country to look at, beautiful range. And hey, where you've got a very busy 3 o'clock hour for you coming up. Still reeling off of the Calvary FC scoreless victor, scoreless, I'm going to call it a victory against the Whitecaps yesterday against Vancouver. But we do now have a, we're going to change gears. We're going to go back to hockey. It's on the Junior A side of things with the Alberta Junior Hockey League and the CJHL. The last time the AJHL had a team in this World Junior Cup in Sochi, Russia, it's a showcase of the best junior players in this tournament in Sochi, where it's the members from all over the AJHL. World Junior Cup in Sochi goes from August 23rd to the 31st, and we do have a number of Calgary players and just a great AJHL content. And now on the line is one of the all-time best when it comes to the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Coach of the Year, National Champion, head coach. I've named all your accolades in the past, and it is Boris Rybalka, who is the general manager and former head coach of the Camrose Kodiaks. But once you get out of the big chair there, Boris, you're just going to go right back to coaching again here in Russia with a bunch of kids again with Rick Swan. How are you doing today, man?
Outstanding, Gino. How are things for yourself?
You know what? It's not too bad out here. It's the off season. I'm kind of, after this week, after the Stampede's over, I would feel like we need to start doing more hockey things because we start to lose our minds. But I guess, how's the transition from coaching and giving that to one of your former players now, Clayton Jardine?
Yeah, you know what? It's been tremendous, to be honest with you. You know, it's a great game, and obviously you want to be successful on and off the ice and setting up and mentoring young guys and bringing them in. And obviously bringing in Clayton is a tremendous thing, and bringing in Richard Petio as an assistant and Brad Holt. And Richard played for me also, and he played in the NHL, as you know. So we're trying to set things up just like an NHL program, and it's kind of nice to be able to oversee everything and look at things. And it's actually been really nice because it's given a lot of time to focus on this great opportunity and a great event coming up in Sochi for the AJHL and these boys to represent Canada, their hometowns, their club teams, and try to go win a World Club Championships over in Russia.
So let's kind of get to it here. I remember the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, I believe it was 2011, they went out on that trip to Sochi before the season started. It's at the end of August, but when were you approached by the league to do something like this? You're going to be coaching alongside Rick Swan of the Bonnyville Pontiacs, another Coach of the Year winner in the past. But, you know, what was this process like for the league to go back to it? And, you know, how did you get into the middle of this one here? Looking forward to the story on this one.
You know, when it came about, and it was about April or so, I don't know the exact date, and talked to Ryan Bartoszek and Rick Swan, and the two of us there, excited to be coaching with Rick, to go over there, and it's been quite the process, and I have to give total credit to Ryan Bartoszek, our commissioner, and Brent Ladds from CJHL. It is quite the process. People only see the finished product, and, you know, our goal, to be honest, is to win a gold. It's that simple. As you know, that's the only thing we believe in. That's what Canada accepts, is we're going to win a gold medal. But there's a lot of hard work, and Mr. Bartoszek's put in endless hours, and same with Mr. Ladds. And Rick and I have been working on the players, and it's been an interesting process because no tryouts. We did a lot of research, talked to a lot of the coaches, and there's stipulations. It's all under 20. You have to be returning player in the AJHL. You couldn't be going to school and come and play. So you can see there's a lot of ins and outs, and you could only have 5 19-year-olds. So you can kind of see where Rick and I had to sit down, and obviously with the help of Ryan, turning around and trying to put the team together without that tryout.
Absolutely. You do have 3 20-year-olds on the roster. Jeremy Gervais, along with Dane Dubois and Brady Risk. William Zapernick also joining for the 20-year-olds on this roster. But Just looking at this team now, we got a lot of Calgary kids, got a lot of South and North Division flavor. When it was all said and done, you had those credentials, what you need. How did that process then factor in how you were picking this team?
You know, you're looking at Olympic ice, and, you know, we talked about it. It's going to be a great opportunity because of obviously all the scouts that will be over in Sochi to watch this tournament. You know, Craig McTavish will be over there since he's coaching over there now. And we took a look at it. We talked about it. Yes, we had the Olympic ice that most players have played on in Calgary, but this, as we call it, is the true Olympic ice. So right away we knew speed's going to be very key. Guys who are mobile, be able to get to the puck, be able to turn up ice, and hockey smart. So you can see when you went through the whole thing, is it changed a little bit because you're not playing on a little rink of the old Boston Gardens. You're on a big ice surface. So one of the key priorities was to find out, obviously, and take a look at which guys can and skate and can move the puck.
Absolutely. Let's just break down the positions here as I've got you here. I'll save Griffin Bowerman for last, but we have Matthew Davis and Carter Guylander. Davis was in the rankings for the NHL draft, a nominee for goaltender of the year. Carter Guylander also was drafted by the Detroit Red Wings. Your goaltenders are pretty young and pretty exciting players, and of course we have Griffin Bowerman from Camrose, a Calgary kid who really, as you and I have seen, has really evolved as a goaltender ever since he came into the league.
No, you're exactly right, and we are very confident in our goaltending, and you know, some people might think, gee, they took three goaltenders, and this championship's not in Canada, where if a guy gets hurt, you're able just to say, hey, come on down, we'll fly you in quickly. We're 13 hours away. They don't supply a goalie, so it would be kind of embarrassing. And as a coaching staff and a group, we sat there going, hold it, we're over in Sochi, and if one of the guys went down, we only had two. We're done, we're out of the tournament. You lose by default. So, no, we're excited. We believe we've got the three best goalies around. As you mentioned, Davis, phenomenal year. Guylander, phenomenal year, drafted by the Red Wings. You know, I believe Davis could have been drafted. And again, Griffin Bowerman, he's kind of come out. He's had his coming out party, if you want to call it. And he had a tremendous year. And three goalies that I know Rick and myself aren't even afraid to who we decide to start.
I'll be very intrigued on that one. That's a fun matchup there. Defense, all over. We've got some really good young 2002 borns. I look at that. Robert Kincaid in your camp from Camrose. Michael Benning, you know, obviously committed to Denver already, but and also draft eligible this year in the NHL draft. Ryan Conroy from the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. He's from Chestermere. Eric Parker from the Okotoks Oilers, a good 17-year-old. And Josh Kroon, a 2000 born from Bonneville, and also Jeremy Gervais from Bonneville. So a lot of familiarity on this roster, of course, with the North and South Division coach in all positions.
No, you're exactly right. And again, one of the big things we looked at was the boys are able to skate and move the puck. And again, Rick and I sat down, and Rick did a tremendous job in doing some background research and talking to people. And again, the players he's coached, I've coached, the players we've coached against, and we looked at that core on the back end, and we believe there's seven solid defensemen. As you mentioned, Parker and Okotoks, I thought he had a phenomenal year. Just the way he played, he's solid, and, you know, it might be a young back end, but end of the day, it's going to be a very solid back end for us. And again, Conrad of Fort Mac, who's committed for a scholarship. And again, it's just solid. You look at young Benning, who what he's doing in Sherwood Park, and he's off to, you know, Team Canada tryouts coming up also. So we look at it, and it's an exciting group to work with, and I'm looking forward to be able to have them, and I know Rick is as well.
Forwards, there's too many to name off there, but a lot of great flavor. I'm just going to kind of go through the Calgary content because we are on the Fan 960 here. It is the one of the coaches for Team AJHL at the World Junior Cup, Boris Rebulka of the Camrose Kodiaks. Just quickly down the list, Max Giangulano from the Canmore Eagles, Zane Kinderchuk of the Okotoks Oilers. You also have Alex Young of the Canmore Eagles, just to name a few of your forward front. So we can talk about the players themselves, but how you talked about speed, but on this ice and what you're going up against, have you guys been able to kind of prep how this is all going to go to work and how everything is going to come together?
You know, it's a great question you ask. our first get-together will be, ironically, we're going to meet in Camrose here on August 11th. We'll skate for about 4 days and then drive down to Calgary and fly it on August 16th to Moscow. So that'll be the first time all the boys physically get to see everybody, and we kind of get to have our hands on each other. I know Rick and myself are looking forward to the practices. We'll practice a couple times a day, the team building. We're already implementing a little time change where we'll be practicing late at night or early in the mornings to already fit in that 9-hour time change to prep the boys and ourselves of what it's like already to be over in Moscow and in Sochi. So the boys, that'll be their first shot, but we have been doing, as all young guys now, it's all texting. We've been doing lots of talking via texting with the boys, and we'll be having a conference call. And I know that they're all excited. They're all excited to represent their club teams, their names, their cities, their province, and their country. So there's a lot of excitement looking up to this. And even out in the media world, it's kind of an unknown because, as you mentioned, you've heard about it and people know about it and they're doing more research on it. But I like how you put it. It's going to be the best of the best from all the countries playing to win a championship.
Handful of countries involved in this one, from Austria, the Czech Republic, Finland, Russia, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United States will be a part of this tournament. For yourself and Rick Swann as coaches, how do you prepare? You're kind of, I don't know what sort of, how many people are going to be in Sochi, aka please give me a call if we need a broadcaster for this. I'd love to be out there with you guys. How are you, who gets to play babysitter and all this fun stuff when you guys actually get to Russia with a bunch of junior hockey kids? They're just going to be licking their lips at an international hockey experience for themselves.
You know, we've looked at the schedule already. And again, a huge thank you out to Ryan Bartosz. As I mentioned, Mr. Lads and Hockey Canada, everything's been set up so well for us. You know, even when we have a break or a day off where we practice every day, but they've got tours set up for us where they'll be able to go to, you know, the Kremlin, the Red Square, and it's going to be an unbelievable cultural experience. You know, I think it's 14 million people live in Moscow. That itself is going to be an experience for the boys to be there, and the history and the culture that they have there. And yet they all know that the number one goal is to go win. And we're going to be focused on that task at hand. I know we've been doing a lot of video work already. Rick and myself have been watching video on the European game and past tournaments. We've been watching just how teams play. And this year on present teams that are there, we've been watching the styles of play of the Finns and the Swedes and the Czechs and the Russians. So, ironically, as you mentioned when you started, it's allowed me a lot of time that I can focus on this, and same with Rick, the time he's been putting in. We want to turn around and give the AJHL, our province and our country, the best opportunity to win a gold, and as coaches, we'll put in that time to make sure the boys are well-prepared.
You and Rick have been coaches, as I'm speaking with Boris Rybalka, one of the coaches for Team AJHL at the World Junior Cup. You guys have coached at the World Junior A Challenge, which is usually in some part in Canada, whether it's, you know, so you're only got about a 4-hour time difference. But have you ever experienced anything yourself, maybe personally, Boris, on international hockey for yourself over the years? And how would you be able to help these kids prepare for it?
You know, I played in it and coached in it. And last time I was mentioning to some of the people was I was over in Europe in Salzgitter, Germany, and over in Czech Republic and Slovakia, probably around 25, 30 years ago. And that was the last time having that time change. And the experience back then was unbelievable. And it's no different now. One of the things that we're sharing with the players and letting them understand is the culture and just how they are. They're very passionate about their hockey, as we are in Canada. Preparing them on how the whistling goes, and they don't like any body contact. All the little different things on how to react or how to respond. So we're doing our job to prep them because, again, it is a totally different country, and we want our guys not to be caught off guard, and we want them focused to be prepared and, again, go out and do the task. And even the little things of food, you know, yes, they're going to have a lot of things that are similar to what we have here in Canada, but at the end of the day, it is different, and the guys are going to have to know that ahead of time.
With Boris Rybalka, just a couple more for you, Coach. World Cup, well, the Junior Cup's coming. I think maybe the journey back, because the tournament ends on the 31st of August, and then these hockey players have to go right back to, I'm hoping the players that are on this team probably get a little bit of a little bit of slack given to them, because they'll be going back to main camp when it's all said and done here. Maybe that's maybe the more tougher transition that you guys will have to kind of, you know, settle everybody into, or is it kind of once you get on the plane that you're on your own? I'm not too sure how to go with that. But by the way, that's going to be an interesting process too, coming back to camp after a big tournament like this and the experiences that these guys will see.
You're exactly right. And, you know, again, doing lots of research, and even myself being over many years ago, going there isn't that bad. You have that 9-hour time change, and it is when you come back. That's when it hits you. And again, ironically, we leave on September 1st and we arrive on September 1st. I think we fly out at 2:45 a.m. on September 1st out of Sochi, and we arrive, I think it's at 4:50 into Calgary on September 1st. So it's going to be a long trip back, but these boys, a lot of them, all of them will miss training camp, and they'll probably already missed a few exhibition games. But I know that our suggestion will be for the boys and the teams they go back to is, hey, you know, we'll prep the coach of saying, just give them 3-4 days off. They're going to need it to recover. They're going out there representing, as I mentioned, your club teams, the province, the country. So we know that that's going to be our suggestion is, you know what, let those boys just relax. They're going to need 2 or 3 days off, because they're going to go out there competing and battling, as I mentioned, to go out and win a gold medal for Canada and the AJHL.
Absolutely. Coach, we'll leave it at that. The only thing that hasn't been decided, if you guys will bring a broadcaster. I'm hoping you might give me a call there either way. So,
we'll Coach, have to do that, Gino, because you do a tremendous job.
Now I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying, Boris. Either way, thanks for being here, man.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll see you. We'll see you in, well, at least in September at some point, man. So thanks for being here.
We will. Take care. Always a pleasure.